This week, we're starting our Meet the Candidates series, hearing from people running for various state offices. And to begin the series, we'll be talking to the candidates for Secretary of State. Incumbent Jim Condos is running on both the Democratic and Republican tickets, but he does have a challenger. It's the Liberty Union's candidate, Mary Alice Herbert. In the past, Herbert has run for governor and lieutenant governor. In 2012, she ran for Secretary of State and got 13% of the vote, which helped the Liberty Union regain major party status. Mary Alice Herbert joins me now on the line from our studios in Brattleboro to talk about her candidacy. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're running against an incumbent who's been the Secretary of State since 2010 in Vermont. What experience do you have that you feel makes you more qualified and better suited to be the Secretary of State?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm any better suited, but I'm a retired elementary school teacher, and I have that experience of public, of working with the public. And I've, over the years, kind of come to learn about the Secretary of State's office and what it entails.
What do you think is the most important function of the Secretary of State's office?
Well, it's hard. There are so many, because it really is the Secretary of State. It's the overseer for so many things, for professional licenses, for example, for construction projects, for corporate and construction projects of all sorts around the state. And it also keeps track of voting records, the voting records, voting, and also voting registration is all done through the Secretary of State's office. I have found that being a candidate for Secretary of State is a good fit for me, and it's because I have many fellow retired teacher friends around the state who I think vote for me, or some of them do anyway. And I also found that being the candidate for Secretary of State was a good way for me to usually gain the 7% of the vote that minor parties need to be on the ballot the following year and be considered major parties. So that's been important.
Why do you think it's important that the Liberty Union maintain a kind of major party status?
Well, I think we add something to the discussion each year. I think we have one of the most beautiful political platforms I've ever read. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but I can tell you that it begins by saying that all the world's resources should be used to benefit the people of the world, and that we should have free health care for everyone.
Specifically talking about the Secretary of State's office, Mary Alice, how do you see it fitting into the state government? I mean, how does it shape or influence the state of Vermont as a whole?
Well, the fact that it has to approve so many different kinds of licenses and building permits and that sort of thing, it shapes the way our state looks. It shapes also, I think, the attitudes. There have been so many very cooperative secretaries of state. But Secretary of State Guest, I remember, complained about bedsheet ballots because he thought there were too many political parties on the ballot. And so I gave him an award. I've started over the years to award politicians with Elif-a-Dunk awards. It's a certificate with a picture of the Liberty Union symbol, the Elif-a-Dunk.
Is that a combination of an elephant and a donkey?
That's right. It is. It is. And it's kind of prodding. It's prodding the Democrat-Republican figure. It does have a unicorn horn, which makes it possible for it to prod.
Another important job for the Secretary of State is overseeing elections. Is there anything that you would change about the way we run elections in Vermont?
Well, I think maybe easier access for parties like Liberty Union. Because I think we're having our voice I think there are ways that we've, in the past, have kind of pulled the whole political apparatus a little to the left.
Well, Mary Alice Herbert, if you could summarize for us in kind of what they call an elevator pitch, let's say if you met a Vermonter on the street and you had just a minute to explain to that person why that person should give you their vote to make you Vermont's Secretary of State, what would you tell them?
Well, I guess I would tell them it would be hard for me to say vote for me. Well, it wouldn't be hard to say vote for me for Secretary of State because these ideas are what I'm running on. I want there to be as a former kindergarten teacher, I'm very aware of the need for after-school programs for Vermont youngsters. And I got a letter recently addressed to Dear Candidate. And it was from a group, I'm sorry, I think I've misplaced the brochure now, a group that wants to set up after-school programs for every child in Vermont and get every child into them. Because although Vermont does have some very good programs, most of Vermont's children aren't getting there. Those who live in poverty or have no transportation are left out. And that we had a good record nationally about the quality of our programs, but not about the attendance we got into them. So I would like to urge much more emphasis on getting school kids into after-school programs.
Mary Alice Herbert is a Liberty Union candidate for Vermont Secretary of State. I want to thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.